Blog Talk Radio.
Cloudy skies and rain clouds have come to stay. Windy nights and sad sights won't go away.
La, 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 la.
But I wanna be without a care. Unicorns and butterflies everywhere.
Me, KC, the host of She Zone Radio. I got a special co-host tonight, ladies, and I want you all to get in tune with her. She is another awesome woman that's doing big things in our LGBTQ community, and I asked her to come on here and be my co-host for tonight, and I think she will really do a good job. So you all put your hands together, clap for my new co-host. I'm not going to tell you who she is, though. I'm going to let her introduce herself. Go ahead, girl.
Hi, everybody. This is Sin out of Tacoma, Washington. How are you this evening?
Hey, girl, hey. Look, Sin.
Hey.
What are you doing? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing great. Before we get started with the show tonight, I would like for you to tell everybody a little bit about yourself. And tell everybody exactly what it is that you do so they can get in tune to you.
Okay. I go by Sin or Cindy. I'm in Tacoma, Washington. I have a group called FAM Inc. Our business name is FAM Unity Enterprises LLC. I'm a party promoter, so we do have guests that come out periodically to do shows for us. So we have once a month shows, or I'm sorry, parties right now, and just for somewhere for our women, whether you are black, white, Asian, it doesn't matter, but us women don't have anywhere to go to here in the Pacific Northwest. Most of the clubs are male-dominated. The music is all techno, so when they come to our parties, we also have chocolate kisses and fire nights that do women parties. Then you get to hear our music, so don't be surprised if I hit any of you guys up to come out and maybe host a party or something one of these days.
All right. Now, see, Sam, this is what's going to happen.
Okay.
See, it would be great if we introduced our host for the night, our special guest, because we already know the ladies are not here for us. They are
right.
Swarming in. This is like a Michael Jackson concert. I'm trying to tell you, like, the gates are open and they're actually closed. It's like sold out, you know. So we're not going to introduce them. We're going to let them introduce themselves and give them 1 minute, 1 second. Our guests to press the number one right now so I can make sure you all are in pressing number one right now. All right, I think we may have them locked in. Let's check it out. Are you code 269-355? Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with LaShonda.
Hey, LaShonda.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good, girl. I'll be back to you, okay?
Okay.
Look, I'm going to let you speak, though, all right?
Okay.
All right. If our guest can press that number one. If you're not a guest, press one again. If you are, press the number one. Please let the number one go for 1 second, 1 second. If you're not our guest, do not press the number one. If you are not our guest. If you press the number one and you're not a guest, unpress it. Like, press it one more time so you'll be at the queue for 1 second. All right. Ready, code 678-656. Who am I speaking with?
This is Champ.
Jeb, what's good, man?
What's good, man?
Hey, what's going on?
What's good? What's
good?
Good?
What's good?
Just waiting on everybody
else.
So, champ, so while
champ,
we have you
so
here,
while we have you here,
like for you to introduce
like
yourself
to
everybody.
Everybody.
Oh, man.
What's up, everybody? This is Champ. I play Shanine on Stubville TV.
All right. Look at the lady.
Right.
They're going crazy, they're man. Look.
Crazy.
Can you hear the echo?
Can you hear the echo?
I hear it. Is somebody phone on speakerphone? All right, area code 404-849. Who am I speaking with?
This is Sean Taylor of Stubville TV. I play Riley the asshole.
What's up, Riley? Sean?
What's going on with you, man?
Ain't nothing, man. So tell everybody exactly a little bit about yourself as well.
I stay out here in Atlanta. I play Riley on the popular web series, known as the asshole on the screen as well as off the screen.
All right. And we're just waiting on two more. Ladies, if you are not a guest of the show, please do not press the number one right now. Take the number one off. If you have already pressed it, take it off again. If you are a special guest of the show tonight, please press the number one. All right, area code 860-327. Who am I speaking with? All right, area code 404-956. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, this is Faris Harley.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right in yourself. And again, if you would mind letting everybody know a little bit about yourself.
Your signal's not real clear. What did you say?
I was saying that for you to introduce yourself to everybody and tell them exactly who you are, the role that you play on Stubville TV.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Faris Harley, and I play Anise.
All right. And we're waiting on one more person, everybody. One more person. Give me one second. While I'm doing this, Sin, if you'd like to ask any questions.
Just how are you guys doing tonight?
Very good, thank you.
I'm glad to hear that. I just want to say that I am one of your biggest fans. I've been watching you guys from season one. Kind of got a little ticked off at the last episode, but I think Cherie is setting us up for a very good finale. So I just want to let you guys know I do love your show. I have everybody that I know out here watching it. So keep doing what you do. You guys do a great job.
Where is out here and what part kicks you off?
Just the stuff like the thing with Seven. That kicked me off. I'm like, oh, my one of my closest friends told me to ask Tony Fields, why is Seven such a hoe? So I'm waiting for her to come on because that was a question she told me to ask. I mean, I know she can't answer it, but she told me to ask it.
She sent you to be the bad guy. You was like, okay. Who else is on?
We are waiting on Tony. In the meantime, let's talk to Mr. Sean, a.k.a. Riley. I have a quick question for you, man. Real time.
All right, go ahead.
My question for you, man, is how did it feel, Riley, to have that intuition that your friend was sneaking around, a real close friend, like best friend, was sneaking around with your woman? Like, how did that make you feel, man?
I mean, in real life or, like, hypothetically, or are you talking to Riley, the character?
I'm talking to Riley.
I mean, I assume that Riley was pretty pissed about what was going on, but I think we both know that Serenity was kind of dropping some signs that she had a little goofy in her, you know, from day one. So I don't think Riley was wrong in feeling that Serenity was playing some games and had a little thing for my best friend. So that kind of pissed me off a little bit in real life.
I can understand, man. I think we've all been through that scenario in our life, like real talk. And I have a question for Anise.
Hey.
My question is, how did it feel to mess with the Lonely Band Man?
What? What?
You asking that to Riley?
Like, you know, we all been through that before. I know everybody's listening right now wants to know the answer to that question.
I want to know what it is. What did you say?
Please, if you are on live, please don't kill me, but I had to ask a question. Look, how did it feel, Anise, to deal with the woman that was a little crazy towards the end? Like, I'm not going to call her a loony, man. We're going to take that away. to deal with the woman switching up on you towards the end, like she got a little crazy. Like, how did that make you feel?
You talking about my girlfriend?
Yeah, your girlfriend, not your wife.
Your side piece.
Oh, you talking about Nutburger?
Yeah, Nutburger.
Yeah, you talking about Nutburger.
Don't call her crazy.
Yeah, I mean, anything under the sun, whatever's crazy, elevator don't go to the top, few french fries short of a happy meal, she all of the above, you know? It just, that particular circumstance is one like, look, I don't want to turn this into a domestic, real domestic fight, but I'm not going
right.
to let you just keep putting your hands on me, because she had already put her hands on me. So, you know, it's like, okay, you get away with that one, but that's not the way this is going to go down.
Okay. Man, I know, look, everybody been through that, too. So I know everybody was, like, trying to figure out the answer to that question as well. And I have a question before I break somebody in. I want to know, Champ, I want to know this question for you. I want to know, how did it feel towards the end of your alcoholic, like your battle, how did it feel to actually know that your brother was right behind you the whole time?
I mean, it felt good. You know, you need that support. You're going through something as serious as any addiction. You need to have your family. In this case, you know, my homies was there, and that makes it better. That helps you get through it.
That's what it's up. We all know we've been through that. And
they gotta
right
stop
now,
too,
well, I'm about to break
I'm
in.
About to break in.
Tony, hello, Tony.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, and you? All right, and you? I have a question for you, too.
All right, now, bring it on.
You ready for my question?
All right.
My question for you is, how does it feel to keep going through, you being the awesome person that you are, to keep going through that? It's like every woman you date is just not the one for you. You know what I'm saying? So how does that make you feel as a great person, as a good person?
Something like that, if the person allows it, can really tear up their spirit, you know, it can really demotivate them to keep on trying. And I don't know, I mean, you know, this is episode 10 is going to show, but I just hope that this doesn't tear up my character and that my character do stay positive and motivated and know that the right one's out there for her. You know, sometimes these bad ones, we have to experience them so that when that right one comes along, we appreciate them more.
Good answer. I like that one. So, everybody in a row, I would like to know, who are you all exactly outside of your characters? What is it that you all do?
Not all at once,
This is Champ. I can start because I'm actually on my break. So I don't have long on the show. I do everything. So you name it, I pretty much do it.
Right.
And rather than going to specific details, because what I actually do, you know, I do have to protect my privacy somewhat
because of
who I deal with in my profession, and a lot of them already know about the show, which they're not supposed to, and they're probably listening right now too. But yeah, I do a lot. I wear a lot of hats. The Stubville TV is just one of them.
This is Tony Fields. I don't know. I guess you could say I wear a lot of hats too. You know, everybody know I am an actor, model, and up until yesterday, now you can, you know, officially say I'm a producer and a director. I just produced my first piece. And it will be showing pretty soon, so stay tuned for that. I love doing yoga, and, you know, I'm a jungle boy. That's Tony Fields. I'm an artist, visual artist. I'm always painting and drawing, so y'all will see some of that too. Stay tuned.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
This is Sean Taylor, and I'm pretty much just a hard worker, man. Like, I work several jobs. I work a 9-to-5 in the mental health field, in management, healthcare management. I work a part-time job in another healthcare agency, you know, basically doing paperwork. And I also bartend on for special occasions and things like that.
Okay.
This is Farise. And I do a little bit of everything in television, literally a little bit of everything. Some producing, obviously acting. I work at a major television network in which I'm on air a couple hours a day. Do some editing there, and just a little bit of everything with entertainment as far as television goes. And then on the independent side, I try to just make it happen, you know, because this independent work is really serious, and there's a lot of hard work put into it and sometimes not a whole lot of money. So I like to take those talented folks that are in different areas and may not be able to create some revenue. I try to find some way to hook so-and-so up with so-and-so, and so they can make some money, you know. So a little bit of everything in television.
Okay. So, Sin, did you have any questions for the crew?
I actually have one for Farise. Kind of touching on what Casey was asking you as far as, you know, the burger. In real life, how would you have handled that?
Oh, well, I've actually been in that situation in real life, and it was pretty much like that. And once she struck me, of course, it's a natural reaction after that. And it was weird because I had just come back from jogging, and as soon as she struck me, it was immediate energy and immediate adrenaline, and I grabbed her, and I pushed, grabbing a push at one time, and pushed her down on the floor. But then I caught my senses because that's not who I am. And then after that, it was just a matter for me to leave the place for the moment, because I believe that to try to control the outcome of things, to stay, I have to be in control of me. I'm not going to be able to be in control of her. So instead of it turning into a murder or turning into something else, let me just, not that I don't want to do the murder, and I hope she doesn't do the murder, but just take a moment to gather oneself. And in real life, I think that's all it takes for someone to forget about feeling like they're being punked. Or because that love thing, when it turns into violent, it's unstoppable. So you have to have somebody in that situation has to have control or try to regain control. So in real life, or as of now, especially now that I'm more mature, I would control the situation as much as I can to be able to control the outcome.
Good answer. I like that.
Yeah.
And then
Thank
she gotta
you.
Go. She gotta go.
So I guess.
Do you have any more questions?
Well, I know Shanine or Champ says she's got to go. She's on break. That was you that had to, that has to go, right? Hello,
Champ.
Hello,
are you
Champ?
There?
I'm still. Yeah, I'm still here. Sorry.
I know you're on a break. I don't know how much time you have. So I just basically,
much.
You know, as far as you go, what makes you alike or different from your character?
I mean, I'm similar to my character in regards to, you know, me being a sweetheart and, you know, wooing my women and, you know, whining and dining them and giving them everything they want and making them fall in love with me. The difference is that I don't get treated the way Shanine gets treated. And if I were to, it would be a wrap because I know my worth and I don't deal with stuff like that. But that's the difference. I'm not stupid. I think Shanine is kind of naive. I'm not going to say the word. I think she's kind of naive, and I think she's just in love with being in love. So, you know, even though I kind of enjoyed being the, without, minus being the drunk, I kind of enjoyed being, you know, like with this chick, that chick, you know, because that's the single champ. So that was cool. That allowed me to pretty much get more into my character because I could pretty much show that I wasn't just this timid, shy, you know, stud that's just like, okay, you know, whatever you want, whatever you like, I'm here. I don't care if you cheat on me, da da da. So, you know, I was able to get more into my character this season because, you know, I was able to be a little more aggressive and show that I wasn't just this shy, love-struck, love-hungry stud.
Right. I got you. That's a good answer. Good answer. Well, I guess for now, Casey, that's all I have for right this minute.
Okay. Because I do know that Champ got to go because she's on her break.
Right.
I do have two questions for you all as a group. I do want to know, what are some of the biggest challenges as actresses that you do face being definitely the biggest crew, the biggest web series out there to me, one of the biggest lesbian web series out there? Like, what are some of the obstacles that you all face? Let's start with Riley.
You start with Champ. She on a break.
Okay, let's start with Champ. Don't beat me up, y'all. Don't kill me.
Oh, thanks, Riley. Well, Riley can probably relate to this as well. I mean, we have fans, and we appreciate and we love our fans. You know, we're glad that you guys love us so much. Well, I have to say a lot, or sometimes I can't say, but I have to let folks know that, you know, outside of Studville TV, I am a pretty private person, you know, like I said, because of, number one, my profession, that's one thing. I have a family, so a lot of times when I get questioned or harassed, so to say, and all of my fans don't harass me, so don't get me wrong, but some people do harass you, and they kind of put you in a position where you don't really want to be bothered, but it's like we have a life outside of Studville TV. And the difference between us and, say, Denzel Washington, yes, we do owe our success to the fans, but right now we're still a web series, so we still have to go to work every day. You know, we still have bills to pay. So kind of coming at me like, you know, hey, well, you could at least answer my, I can answer anything that you have to ask me about the show, but when it comes to, hey, are you single or you're sexy and, you know, can I call you sometimes? Can we be friends? And it's a little scary, you know, having people come at you like that because I do have a life outside of the show. I do have a family and I have to protect my identity outside of the show. So that's one of my biggest challenges.
I was actually going to say the exact same thing, just in different words. It is tough. I'm a private person as well, and I don't like, you know, I can be kind of an asshole out, you know, just in dealing with my friends and dealing with people that I know. But if you approach me, and I've had some people approach me in an aggressive manner, and after trying to be nice and be cordial, I've had some people go off on me, you know, when I didn't give them the response they wanted or in the time frame that they wanted it, or, you know, they wanted to do something or they wanted to meet me or, you know, what have you. They will go off on you. They'll snap, you know, 0-200 real quick. And it wouldn't be very professional of me, you know, if I took it there with them. But it's frustrating sometimes that, you know, you kind of have to hold to a certain standard, because people are watching you, and you are the one that people are going to notice before other people. So it is a little bit of a challenge with dealing with a few of the fans, although we appreciate everybody. It is a challenge with that. And also, you know, with your private personal business, you know, sometimes if I want to go through something personal, people will hear about it, and news will spread further and faster because you are a popular name and, you know, it's relevant. So that's another challenge. His privacy is a little bit invaded at times.
This is Farise, and I agree with both of them on every subject matter, especially the privacy part. And then I guess a person would say, well, that goes along with what you guys are doing. The other part of it is, just as Champ said, we are still a web series. And so there's certain times in which we are a little bit more accessible than a Denzel Washington. And I know that my partners don't do anything disrespectful. So it's the public sometimes that they'll put that out there because of whatever reason they've created in their head. That's the unfair thing about it, is because we are always cordial, but then there is always that idiot who creates something in their own head, you know. And then the part to always know that you're always being watched, you know, with everything you do. Even when, if no one says anything to you, that where you go and where you are, there's someone who's paying attention to you. So in that, everybody seems to carry themselves in a particular way. So the public's the one that's always actually the culprit, not the person. And no matter how it's given, it's said to how a fan may speak to another fan. You know, and then the part, like they said too, whatever they create in their head, how we supposed to be, how we supposed to act, that part is just uncontrolled on our end, and that's, to me, their fault that they create something in their head on whatever subject matter, you know?
Hey, this is Tony, too. I was, can I get the original question?
I can hardly hear you. What'd you say again?
Can I get the original question?
Yes, I was asking pretty much, I wanted to know, as a big actress on a big lesbian web series, like, what are some of the biggest obstacles that you do face?
Okay, biggest obstacle. Well, yeah, I guess I can say bouncing off what everybody's mentioned. We are on YouTube, you know, and there's a lot of things that are on YouTube. Some are from actors and actresses, and people are on there and they're just being themselves, and a lot of people
fail to realize that we are actresses. You know, this is a scripted web series, in that, you know, we are portraying, although, you know, things are very, very realistic, we are portraying this in a scripted format. You know, this is, this is not us at the end of the day, you know.
It ain't real, y'all.
Huh?
It's like, it ain't real, y'all.
Right. Although, you know, a lot of people can relate to what we're doing, and that's the point. You know what I'm saying? We're glad that you can relate to this. And I'm glad that you can see within ourselves our characters. And a lot of people can look inside themselves and see the characters. That means we're doing our job right. And we thank you for feeling that, you know. But just know that, you know, that's not us in real life. We are actresses. And, you know, my co-star out of everybody on this show has been catching everlasting hell for the, you know, the character she's portraying. And, you know, in an instance, you can say, damn good job, Megan Mincy, for doing that, for making these people hate you, because you did a damn good job making them believe that your character is real. But, you know, at the end of the day, we are actresses. And we're glad that you are continuing supporting us and that you are blowing our inboxes up, letting you know that you're supporting us. Sorry we can't reach out to everybody and respond to you, because we do have our personal lives. But, you know, you guys are the reason that we're doing this. You motivate us. And, you know, everybody on this cast is very appreciative of everything y'all do to help support us. And thank you for all y'all donations.
All right. And before I go to the call-in lines, I have one question for each of you again. If you had to tell somebody that is trying to become an inspiring actress or actor, like, what would be the advice that you all would give them?
Go to the casting calls. You don't know how many times we get that, and then we throw out that casting call. Cricket. Come on now.
There are a lot of acting studios and whatnot that y'all can, you know, sign yourself in. A lot of us have not have yet to experience acting classes on the cast. We're going to do something about that. But, you know, if you want to be inspiring actresses, just go to these fine actress studios in your local community. Go out to the casting call, like Faree said.
Go to the casting call. There's always some volunteer work on every production that's going on. Come on and volunteer. Then you're directly in there with everybody, and there's always a position for you to volunteer and assist. And that will definitely, because you can create your own from that point on. It doesn't matter if you're in Atlanta or not. There's in every city, there are productions that are going on that need somebody to, if you just hold the microphone, you know, if you just slap that slate, take two. I mean, you don't need any experience. I say those that feel that way, if it's in your heart and then you like that, you're going to do it. But a lot of people look at it and they want to do it and then they just don't. So you just get up and go do it. Whatever it is, do it. Do it.
All right, this is what everybody has been waiting for. Everybody, I already know. I know y'all cussing me out right now. If you're online, call in 646-716-6977 in order to speak to the crew. You have to press 1. Make it brief, okay? We got a lot of people online. Let's go. Are you cold? 269-355. Talk to the crew. And they hung up. All right. Area code 860-327. Talk to the crew.
Like the casting calls, huh?
860-327. All right, area code 571-408. Talk to the crew. Y'all ladies, press that number one. Now, don't be scared.
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, 571?
Yes.
All right, there you go.
This is Noah. Thanks
What's
for sending
on,
me the
Noah?
Number, Farid.
What's going on?
I'm fine. Thanks for sending me the number. I just walked in the door when I got that message. I just want to say I've been really busy. I only seen up like episode 3 or something because I'm in school, and I have 39 tests to take before April 2015.
Wow.
And I have 4 graded projects. That's why I've been really watching it. And I just want to say you all are doing a great job. I see the post all the time. And I wanted to say something about listening to all the questions that you were being asked about your inbox and everything. And I want to say some people watch for the wrong reasons. That's my personal thing. If you all put out a bag of potato chips out there, you'll get 1,000 likes. If I put out a bag, I probably get 1 like. That's how some people are. Some people want to watch. They watch for the wrong reasons. They want to blow up your inbox and don't respect. This person has another job. They do this part-time. They do this almost voluntarily. They don't just... When one person from Studville wants to hit me up, they hit me up, I answer, we have a conversation, and it's over with. So that's just my opinion. And my one question, though, for everybody is that how do you all do it? I have one job, and that's all I can do. Go to work, come home, and do schoolwork. That's it. I don't party. I don't know how you all do the 5, 6, 7 jobs you all do. That's my question. How you all do it?
I don't know. When I figure that out, I'll definitely.
I can't do it. I get to work late every day because I'm studying all night. But I don't know how you all do it, and that's my question. How you all get up in the morning, do what you have to do, keep moving all day.
That's passion, baby.
Yeah.
I just want to know, you know what I mean? You have to do this. Then you take the time to do that. Sometimes it probably take all day. Then you'll still have time to say, let's go get a drink. You know? Where do I want to party this weekend? Oh, but I got to go to work. Oh, we have to do. I just want to know how you all actually do that. Some of you.
The same way you take 15 tests.
We don't shoot during the week at all, just because most of us work during the week. So pretty much we have to cram like 99% of our filming in on the weekend. And just like you said, it takes literally sometimes all day.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't get to it, then scenes get cut. And so sometimes the episode is a little short, or sometimes things don't piece together, but it's because we have so many people and so many schedules to try to piece together in a short amount of time. And sometimes we just can't make it work. But it's very difficult.
Okay. I have one more thing. Farid said something about productions all over to go volunteer because I basically don't go anywhere on the weekends. I don't go anywhere. So if there was something, and I work in D.C., but I live in the Northern Virginia area, and if there was something in D.C. that would probably give me the energy, the boost to get up and go volunteer somewhere. Not that I want to be in a production or anything, just to do something. Because I do donate and everything like that. I do the support. But I don't have the time to get out and something to give me a motivation to actually go out there. So is there anything in the D.C. area that you know of?
As far as web series go?
Yes.
District Heat.
Where?
District Heat.
Yes, District Heat. That's a good one that's out right now.
Yeah, I would.
There may be some things coming that way. I had a meeting with someone last Friday who wanted to do something where part of it's shot in D.C. and part of it's shot here.
Okay.
And so that was just a conversation, but that's a possibility of something that I may produce. And it was just in the formalities of talking about it. But there are things going on there. You know, it's, like they said, District Heat, and I'm sure there are others as well.
Okay. And that's basically my question to you all. Anything
Thank
else, I'm
so
going
to
inbox every single one of you, so you better answer my questions. I'm just kidding.
Thank you. We appreciate you watching
Thank
the three
you,
episodes.
Okay, no problem. No, I'll watch the rest when school is done. Don't worry
yeah,
about
okay.
it.
All right.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you
no
so
problem.
Much.
No problem. I'll continue
right.
listening.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, ladies, if you are online right now, press the number 1 if you would like to talk to the crew. Do not be scared. Ask them if they like chicken, for crying out loud.
There
Ask
you
them
go.
Anything. Don't be scared. You know how I had to
there
say that.
There you go. Don't be scared. There you go.
All right, so here we go. All right, call 832-755. Talk to the crew.
Hello.
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 Hi, everybody.
Hey, where's 832 calling from?
I'm calling from Texas.
You got to
sound like you from Texas.
You sound like you from Texas.
You from
right.
Texas. Over there at the 7-Eleven.
This is Kiki from Facebook. I think two of you might know me, Sean and Tony.
Hello, how you doing?
Fine. I have two questions for everybody, if they want to answer.
All right, bring them on.
Okay, one, when y'all are in public, do people happen to call you by your real name or your casting name?
All of the above.
I have people call me by my character name, which confuses me because it's not my real name.
Yeah.
And who was that just answered?
That was Riley.
Oh, that was Sean. Sean Taylor.
You know, that's
like,
what
wow. she Yeah. And a big group of people, I'm not thinking that they're talking to me when they're screaming Riley, you know. But, you know, it comes with it. So I just try to be polite, you know, try not to correct nobody, even though my name is Sean.
This is Farish. Yeah, I get called Farish. I don't, Anise is, no. Just for Reese.
Yeah, they I get called everything. Tony, Channing, or Studville TV, I get called all that.
yeah, you're right. Studville TV, if they forget the name, they call you the show. Right, right. You the one that's married with two. Yeah, they describe the whole scene.
Right. You Studville TV? Yes, I am.
Two, has acting always been something for you guys, or is something different?
This is Tony Field. I've always been an artist, with, you know, visual. I used to play around with a camera when I was younger. Like, I've always been an artist, so I think it falls into it, but acting is something specifically I never thought that I would be doing in my adult life, so... You know, it just kind of happened. I'm glad it did.
And this is Farish. This is Farish, and no, not at all did I think I would be acting. I've been in television and that stuff for a real long time. I'm from Los Angeles, and that's the only thing I've ever worked in is television. And as far as the acting goes, it was like a self-challenge for me. The morning that the casting call happened, I just said, please just get up and do it anyway. And I was actually surprised that I was casted. I didn't think I would be casted at all because I didn't get a call till about 3 weeks later. So, didn't expect it, but I'm enjoying it. I like it, and I'm going to continue doing it. It's better.
This is Sean, and... No, I never, up until the day that I showed up to the casting call, did I ever think that I would be acting. Even when I got to the casting call, Cherie approached me at a party and asked me if I knew how to act like I was going to play basketball. So that was the extent. Like, she just asked me if I could act like I could play basketball, and I just told her, yeah. So I showed up, and they handed me a script. So I didn't even to that day, I wasn't expecting, you know, to be, you know, acting nonetheless from a script. So
I still don't think I can act like I can play basketball, but I'm going to work on it.
Right.
And for Farise and Sean, for y'all not to be, you know, inside acting and all of that, y'all have very good, you know, skills and all of that.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Like, I love the show. Like, I've been a fan since season one. And I just want to say, keep doing what y'all do. And, you know, I'm going to always support regardless. But that was all I had to ask, and I'm showing love, so.
Well, thank you for watching. We appreciate you.
You're welcome.
I know.
All right. Area code 813-764. Talk to the crew.
Hello?
Hey there.
Hi.
Hey, where's 813? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida, actually. It's actually really cool to talk to you guys.
What did you say?
I'm from Florida.
Oh, did you have a question?
Yes. I have one for Tony, actually. Right after you and Seven, like, what is going to happen between you two? I mean, will you ever find out that she's cheating, or is she even cheating, or what's going on between you two?
Hello? Tony.
Can you hear me?
Wake up, Tony.
Hello?
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 She didn't hear
I'm
you.
Here.
She didn't hear you.
Oh, no. I was saying, you got to wait one more episode, okay? I don't want to give it away. We got one more episode. It's season finale, and I'm sure everything you wonder about my character in Seven will definitely be revealed.
Okay, and I have two more questions. They're really quick questions. Is the person that plays Seven, Savannah Parker, I believe, is she single at the moment?
I'm not sure. Is Seven single? Bobby.
We? Oh, who's Bobby?
I don't know who that person is.
And I have actually, I have want to ask you guys if you can do me a favor. My girlfriend, she watches the show, and she really, really loves you guys. And I was wondering if you can actually say you guys, like, love her and everything, because she's a really huge fan.
Oh, man.
What's her name?
Her name is Hope Bay.
Hope Bay?
We love that you watch. Thank you.
Hope Bay.
We're loving it.
Thank you for watching us. We love you.
Thank you guys so much. You guys are awesome.
Isn't the film supposed to be on this show, Casey?
Tomorrow, right?
Yes, okay,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes.
Tune in tomorrow, and you can talk to Savannah Parker, Seven. You can talk to her personally tomorrow and ask her those questions. I'm sure she'll be happy to answer for you.
Okay, thank you guys so much.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good night.
You
All
too.
Right, you too.
All right, area code 256-665. Talk to the crew.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
You gotta speak a little bit louder, baby.
I said, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Where's 256? Where are you?
I am in Huntsville, Alabama.
Huntsville.
Awesome.
I think I know who this is.
Huntsville,
who is this?
My name's Tanisha. I'm a nail tech here in Huntsville. I stumbled across y'all page after I watched District Heat,
And I love the show. Y'all have charisma, like y'all known each other for years. Like, really? Have y'all known each other for years? Do y'all know each other like that?
A few of us have, yeah, but we all kind of share some of the same experiences here in Atlanta as far as sports and things like that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, since you all have never acted before and this is your first time acting, I'm figuring you like it, but is this something that you all would do full-time? Like, if y'all had the opportunity to have the biggest breakout role, I mean, Kevin Hart or something, would y'all take that opportunity and stick with it and keep going?
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely pursue this acting thing. I do have another series I'm coming out in, actually, be airing November 7th. This Girl, That Girl, the Cookie Hughes film. But, yeah, it's something I'm definitely into, like, but I'm also have a, I also have a passion for my people, like people, you know, in the world around me. And I'm a firefighter. I'm a certified firefighter. And I don't think I'll give that up. I'm actually continue to pursue that and pursue my artistic side of me.
And that's Tony Kenny I'm speaking with, right?
That is. This is Tony Fields.
Okay, so you really are a firefighter. That's what's up. That's admirable for you to risk your life to save someone else's life. That's what's up. Well, I just wanted to know those questions, you know, the answer to those questions. It was very nice talking to all of you ladies. I'm going to continue to keep watching. I'm on, like, I started watching the day before yesterday, and I'm on season two. Close to, I think I'm on episode 6. Like, it's getting real, so I got to get back to the show. You feel me?
Thank you.
And I follow all of them. Whoever has an Instagram on Instagram, I follow all of you guys. My name is Nell So Five Plug. I'm sorry, I had to do that.
Well, thank you for watching. We appreciate you. Thank
you. You're welcome.
You.
I love y'all. Y'all do the damn thing.
Thank
you.
All right, 301-420, talk to the crew.
OMG, let me stop crying first. Hold on, wait. Okay, first I want to say, ladies, if y'all going to call, hey, y'all phone up, because we can't hear y'all, but first I want to say, oh, my God. Y'all are so
Where
awesome,
are you? Where's
right?
301? I want to know where everybody is. Where's 301?
Oh, okay. 301 is PG County, Maryland. I mean, like, hey,
Maryland,
DMV.
Okay.
But no, first I want to say, all right, you guys are so awesome, like, awesome. And I started watching you guys' show when I got in a car accident. I was in the hospital. So, like, you guys, like, brought my day, like, hella better when I was in the hospital. So that's the first thing I want to say. And I want to ask, where did tomfoolery come from? Like, where the hell did that come from?
Oh, Lord.
That's our
producer's word. Yeah, that's her word, man. She country as hell. She's from South Georgia, and that's just the term that her and her crew use, so she stuck us with it.
Oh, okay. And I wanted to say my mom wanted this question because she watched y'all too, so this is her question. She said, what drives you guys the most to keep doing what you guys are doing?
Y'all do. I mean, that's what drives me. Every time, you know, we film all day, we get exhausted. Sometimes we at each other's throats. Then you get that message on your wall talking about how we inspire y'all, we made y'all day. You just said that you just listened to us while you were in the hospital and it helped your recovery. Like, that stuff right there keeps me going. It keeps all of us going. So, I mean, y'all are a big inspiration to us. I don't even know y'all know how important y'all are and y'all support is to us. And thank you.
So I agree with Tony. It's you guys that keep everybody inspired, and then you never know how it is that you could reach somebody. Like you said, you was in a hospital. I had a young stud a couple months ago that said she wanted to kill herself. And so I talked to her for about 2 hours on the telephone, and then I happened to see her. Well, she saw me someplace and identified herself, and she just said, thank you. And so you never know what it is that you can do to help somebody just by being a good person, I guess. But yeah, the show touches a lot, so we just thank you guys. That's what the inspiration is.
Oh, yeah, and one more thing. Y'all, you guys need to come to the DMV so we can show y'all what, like, five wings and mumbo sauce is. Like, we're going to have y'all, like, eating, like, real good. Like,
mumbo sauce.
Yeah,
mumbo
sauce is that good.
Champ knows what mumbo sauce is like. I grew up in the DMV.
Yes, mumbo sauce and a half and half. But it was nice talking to you ladies tonight. And, like, oh, my God, y'all are so awesome.
Mumbo sauce. Right.
Yes, that mumbo sauce is like pouring for chicken. I'm so serious.
Is it barbecue? What is it? Mumbo.
I don't know. It's like, I don't know, like the Chinese, like I describe it like that Chinese sweet sour sauce.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. Like, but
nah, it's
the only
like
one
that
make
Chicago.
It like different. It's like, it's awesome. I can't explain it. Like,
they make the mumbo
make
sauce
the mumbo
in Chicago?
Nah, it tastes like that sauce that Harold's Chicken used in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
That's
okay,
really
yeah,
sauce.
I know. I'm familiar with that.
Yeah,
I know that sauce.
Okay. That's some awesome sauce, man. I'm just keep it real. Well, all right. There you go.
I don't eat curry out no more.
I know, man. That, what is it, MSG? That stuff is nothing to play with.
I get this. Now I want some sauce, mumbo sauce.
That's some good stuff. So what's the problem? 256-665, talk to the crew.
Oops, my bad, y'all. I didn't mean to do that again. But I thought to y'all because I done pressed one on accident. I'm sorry.
You don't got phone to
what
the feel.
You know what?
Phone.
What's your favorite food? Y'all come down to Huntsville, we might have it for you. What's your favorite food? I want to know.
I like chicken, I'm not going to lie.
Fried, baked, how you like broiled, like it is.
I like it fried, baked, broiled, any way it's cooked.
Okay. We got some chicken dressing coming your way.
That's what's up.
I like tacos, and the crew know that. That's all they ever make, tacos. Where we having tacos?
Why love some tacos? Y'all love tacos.
Yeah.
Tacos, sour cream, some cheese, some tomatoes. Y'all know what Rotel is?
Sound like a sauce.
It's like melted Velveeta cheese, the block of Velveeta cheese, Rotel sauce, and hamburger meat. Do that tonight. And get you some tortillas.
Look at that. Come on, some recipes.
Man, look, that stuff's so good. I'm from Ohio originally, so when I got here to Alabama, I was going to say,
you from Ohio, but you sound like you from, like, deep.
You've been in Bama for a long time.
Right.
Alabama. It's your heart. Alabama.
I've been down here for 2 years, so, yeah, it's real dog. My brother... When I go home, my brother be like, ugh, you need to stay here for a month so you can get some ass.
A month?
M-U-N-T,
a month.
Yes. Who gets pedicures out the group? Because I do a mean one. Who want one?
I mean, I
need one right now.
I think we all get pedicures. We ain't going to have pink toes like Channing.
Take care of those.
Champ is a big one when it comes to pedicures.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, 216-800. Talk to the crew.
Hello.
Hello.
First off, I would like to say hi to the crew.
I like that. Yeah,
hello.
Let's do that again.
Okay. Hi, Tony Field, Sean Taylor, Forrest Harley. Hi, Stubville TV. First off, I'm Nisi.
What's going on?
Hey, Nisi.
My question is, when you first, like,
came on to the set of Studville TV, how did it feel when you first came on set the first time?
I was scared.
Butterflies.
Yeah, I agree, a little bit of butterflies. But kind of cool because I already knew Tony, so it was all right. It was, you know, and so that was kind of cool. But and we were in, for me, a familiar place where we had to shoot at a club. A friend of mine from Cali owns it, so that was kind of cool to be comfortable. But, yeah, like she said, butterflies.
Well, let me say this. I so love the crew. I watched the first season, the second season. Y'all doing y'all thing. That's all. Yeah.
So, okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
And I love you all.
We love you too, baby.
Thank you, Macy. All right. All right, go 269-355 Toxic Crew.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Where you at, 269? I want to know. Where's 269?
Allegan, Michigan, actually.
What?
Allegan, Michigan.
Oh, Michigan. Okay, Michigan. All right,
now.
Yeah. I actually have a question for all of you lovely ladies, and I'm going to make it quick as I can, but I'm going to get Champ first because I know she has to go.
I already left. I'm just listening now.
My first question for you is after Studville,
I've actually become more interested in acting since Studville TV. I mean, I think it is one of my hidden talents, and I'm looking into different projects, so hopefully you guys will see me soon on the big screen.
Nice.
That's what's up, and I just want to let you know that I appreciate you, all y'all, and you are my favorite. You know, I favor the Shanine character. I don't know why. I just do.
Well, thank you.
My next question is for Sean Taylor. I'm going to pick on you, Sean Taylor.
Oh, don't do it.
Okay. Since you're known for the cocky asshole, no filter attitude on the show,
man.
I have to ask, is there like a humble, nice bone anywhere in your body?
Yeah, I mean, part of that, I'm not going to lie to you, part of that, there's a little bit of Sean and Riley. But me personally, I can be very sweet. I do have a very sweet, humble side. I'm not always a cocky asshole. Ain't that right?
Okay.
Help me out, guys.
They got quiet. I don't know. You know?
Right, they got quiet.
Sean is a sweetheart. No homo.
Right.
Okay,
she
well,
just straight out. She just straight out, you know? No sugarcoating.
It's a character. It's a character she's playing.
Right.
She's
right.
A typical
right.
Toy. Leave her alone.
Yeah, I see the real there, too. You know?
Actually, Champ is the real asshole. I'm going to pick on him because I know she can't talk. She's the real asshole. Your favorite.
Okay. Well, that's nice to know. I just had to pick on you because I picked on you earlier on Facebook about that.
It's all good. Pick away.
Tony Shields. Are you really a hopeless romantic like your character? And that was for Tony.
Hopefully not too much longer. You know, I'm hopeful that, you know, I won't be hopeless forever. But I don't know. Channing is a good one. Channing be putting up with some shit that I would have been, you know, just go ahead and cut them on off. But she put up with some shit. So I am a hopeless romantic, but not to the Channing extreme. You know, Channing is a good one. So I ain't that good. I will bend and chop up them deuces on them, have them girls. That shit is laughing.
Right? Well, me too. I don't blame you there. Okay. Faurice, hope I'm saying your name right.
Yes.
What scene did you struggle with the most during filming of Studville?
I know the the first love scene was kind of like awkward, and yeah, that one was a difficult. The first love scene is like, I even though it was acting and we could do what we would like to a certain point, I still felt hesitant on everything. You know, it didn't flow as good as I wanted it to.
That's understandable. Well, I'm going to let you guys go to get to your other callers. Been watching since the first season. We'll continue to watch and all that kind of stuff. And I just want to let you all know that I'm a fan, but I respect all you guys' space and stuff like that. So just keep doing what you're doing. I'm still going to be listening, but that's all I have to say for now.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm calling from Michigan, yes.
Of course.
And I'm from Detroit. Got to represent 313.
Of course. That's right. I didn't
know
from Michigan, too. What's that?
Snow. That's all I think about. Michigan, snow and shit.
That's all I'm in Atlanta. Well, thanks again for calling.
No problem. All right, later, champ. Everybody.
Have a good time. Good night.
Good night.
All right, 337-546, talk to the crew.
Oh, my gosh, that's me.
My bad. Where's 337? Where's 337, baby?
I'm actually in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Oh, yeah. Got the boot.
Yes. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
I'm Lakeisha.
Lakeisha.
Oh,
hey, Lakeisha.
Lord. Hey, Lakeisha. Yes. I don't really have any questions. I just wanted to say that I love you all. I love the show.
Thank you.
I'm sure a lot of people. I'm your number one fan.
Well, thank you. We're going to have a challenge to see who's really our number one fan.
Tony, I love you so much. You have such a pompous personality.
Oh, thank you. Definitely appreciate it.
You are so cool. I think you're smart.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I'm giggling a lot because I'm nervous.
I got a question for you.
Since you don't have a question.
I'm always curious to know how'd you come across Stubville.
I was just playing around, and I started watching it. I've watched every episode, probably more than one.
Well, that's a good thing.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Oh my gosh!
Books are ragged deep.
Your signal broke up. What'd you say?
Well, what are you doing? Hello?
I'm sorry. Am I making too much noise?
Yes, champ. Right now.
I'm sorry. I thought I had it on mute.
No, you didn't.
It was no mute at all.
I'm sorry. One more hour. I'm sorry.
What was the question?
I never got the question.
Hello?
We didn't get the question.
I'm sorry. I wanted to know if any of you had children.
Well, that's kind of personal. I don't know who would want to answer. Well, I don't, so I don't have to. No, for real.
Right.
No.
I think I got children. I mean, if I was a dude, I would have a bunch of children. No, I got a lot of nephews and nieces. You know, they my kids. I'm owning them. I own my friend kids, too, so I got a lot of kids.
Okay. Okay.
I got
well,
a lot of kids, too.
I guess that's it. I love all you guys. The work that you're doing is amazing. I love your characters. I'm sure you're all really great in person. I would love to meet you all in person.
Well, hopefully we'll get a chance to visit the booth and we can come meet you as a team.
Well,
so,
I always visit Atlanta.
Okay.
I've never been to Atlanta, and I actually want to go there for my birthday. I'd ask my girlfriend to take me for my birthday, so hopefully we can go there.
When's your birthday?
December 2nd.
Oh, yeah, you need to get up out that snow.
I really don't see that much out here.
Nah, Louisiana weather, nah, not too much.
Not a lot.
No, not at all. A lot of heat, though.
Hopefully we get to see you at a meet and greet one day, whether they send us there or vice versa.
Okay, well, that would be awesome. I'm going to continue watching. I can't wait for episode 10. Like, this is killing me. I'm so ready.
Well, we thank you and appreciate you watching. Thank you very much.
Thank you all.
All right, 313-452. Oh, I'm sorry, what you say?
You know there ain't snow in Louisiana.
I wasn't going to say nothing if you wasn't.
Very drastic. 313-452, talk to the crew.
Hi.
Oh, shoot, 313, got Detroit in the house.
Hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name. I'm from Detroit.
How old are you, Alyssa?
How old am I?
I told you. Okay, just making sure you're above 18. That's all.
No,
you know.
No, I'm just no. I'm growing up.
Chat, what's creating the echo? Do you have a phone on speaker?
Maybe.
Speak.
Is Champ on the line?
Yes, I am.
I would like you to
say hello to my sister, please.
She loves you.
Her name is Teresa.
Where's your sister?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey, I just want to say one thing, okay?
Okay. My sister was straight until she started watching Stubbio TV. I just want to point that out.
It'd be like that sometimes.
She was straight until she met, until she saw Champ. I just want to point that out.
I was slow the same way until I saw Champ. Oh, man.
My question, I really do have a question. I'm sorry. My question, I really want to hear someone's answers, but yes, for everybody.
I didn't hear the question.
What kind of women do you date?
I like smart women. This is Faris. She's smart.
I like smart.
And pretty, of course.
How you gonna know if she's smart if you don't look at her first? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What?
Tony, that was for you, Tony. What happened?
Oh, I'm sorry. Here I am. No, the women I like to date, they do have. Usually the extent of beauty draw me in. I ain't gonna lie. But their inner beauty has to be immaculate. Like, I like somebody who's kind to themselves, who's kind to other people, and by kind to themselves, I mean they live a healthy lifestyle. They work out, they eat healthy, they do mindful things to help promote health within themselves, and do things to become a better person, make a better world around them. So that's kind of what I like, a beautiful person.
Oh my God.
Whatever.
You really are a beautiful person. Like,
thank you.
They can hear you.
Okay, but that's all I wanted. I really just wanted to hear her answer to that, and I wanted to say hello to my sister, because my sister is officially bisexual now. Thanks a lot, Champ.
I didn't do anything. Hey, disclaimer, I did not sleep with your sister.
You did not sleep with my sister. You're the reason my sister wants to sleep with women.
Oh. Well, good luck with that, sister.
I'm coming to the hotel.
All right, thank you, ladies. Thanks for coming through. All right, for the next call, definitely.
If take off your speakerphone, everybody, because it's a feedback.
All right. What do you say, speakerphone?
Yeah, the speakerphone, I think it's like a feedback a little bit.
Yeah, that echo's tough, guys. I can barely hear.
Let me try this. Did it hang
up? Echo?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that fixed it. Whatever you did, fixed it. Thank you.
I know, right?
Okay, that's not your question. I'm sorry. I'm a mute.
Okay. All right. This 813-505. Talk to the crew.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
What's going on?
I just want to say I admire all of you guys. I've been watching Studville for a while. You guys are doing a great job. I have to say I have a lot in common with Channing. I'm a very hopeless romantic. Anise, is that how you pronounce it? I want to pronounce it correctly.
Anise, what the on the show? My name or my name? Which one, baby?
The name on the show.
Anise. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And you have a I love your spirit on the show. You're very kind-hearted. You have a very good aura about yourself. What else can I say?
I think that was Farise Harley shining through on that one.
Thank you. If you get
very
that off of YouTube, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes. So are all of you guys pretty much, I mean, it's a little personal, but are all of you guys taken as far as have any significant others in you guys' lives?
No significant other just yet, but yes, champion.
And
okay,
I have someone that's
okay.
very dear to my heart.
Okay. So do you guys, when you act and bring out your character on the show, does any of that come from any personal, how your personalities are in real life?
Well, what I've learned about acting is that you do have to dig deep and find something within yourself to pull out to make it believable. So, yeah, we are pulling out a lot of things that are us and the experiences that we've had in our real life, our real personal life, to make these characters believable.
Okay. And Shannon, I do admire you for being a firefighter in real life. That takes a lot of courage to do.
Thank you, thank you. And salute to all the those who are doing public service out there as well, you know. I'm just trying to get on their level, get in the station, you know.
Okay, well, you guys are doing a great job, and I hope to see more of you guys on Stubville and maybe some independent projects.
Well, thank you. Definitely. I have one coming out. It's called This Girl, That Girl. So I'm going to need you to log on to Girl Crush TV and go ahead
okay.
and subscribe to that. It's going to be hot. That's all I got to say. It's a Cookie Hughes film. You don't know nothing about Cookie Hughes. I'm going to need you to go ahead and do the homework. I mean, the last thing she did was If I Was Your Girl. That was Fire and Temper.
I liked it.
Yeah, so this
like
is a, this is her latest project. This is her, it's going to be hot. So I'm going to need you to go on Girl Crush TV and get ready for it.
Okay, and for any aspiring actresses out there that want to get into acting, how would you recommend them getting into some of these, you know, independent shows and films and whatnot?
What would your answer, Bobby? I mean,
go to the casting call.
Okay.
Go
okay.
to the
How
casting
do you find
call.
Out about those?
They're always posted whenever someone's doing something. But, you know, another suggestion I would suggest is read the credits and say if the credits
okay.
said someone, if it said Jada or something like that, then look that person up on Facebook and inbox them. They all have producers. They all have casting.
Casting.
That's a, you know what I'm saying? But look, always look at the Facebook posts and then go to who's in the credits. You know, executive
okay.
producers, and you can hit them right up at Facebook and then go to their set. Do something for them, and then they help you do something.
Okay. Okay. Well,
unless
nice you're talking
in Alabama.
To you guys. No. Well, nice talking to you guys.
Definitely
you
a pleasure
too.
Talking to you, too.
Okay.
All right, 757-777, talk to the crew.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, where's 757?
Virginia.
Got Virginia.
Fort Smith. Oh, snap.
What's your name, Virginia?
Tierra,
nice to have you call in.
Okay.
Got some questions for us?
Yeah, I got two questions. But first I want to say, Channing, you are my absolute favorite because you are just silly, and I love your character. But my two questions are for Riley and Anise. I'm going to go with Anise first. On this show, you deal with the most craziest girls, and I want to know, do you deal with crazy girls in real life?
No, not at all. My spirit doesn't get those around me, and then I could tell when I look in their eyes if they out there. The first thing my daddy told me, you going to date women? Let me tell you something. You look in their eyes, and you'll know they crazy. So I look right in there. They always show you something. Crazy don't pop up. So no, I've had some sweet person people in my life.
You got crazy eyes. I can't date you.
I'll be back.
I be watching the show and I be like, if she don't just slap her, she crazy. But and for Riley, on the show, you're a really good charmer and you're really serious. Is that your personality in real life, or are you like a goofball?
I'm not a
Both?
Goofball at all. Don't say that. I am charming. Thank you. I am very charming. I am charming in real life. I like to think I'm charming.
Putting
a little
charm.
Bit of an asshole, but I wouldn't say goofy, though, nah. That's all Z. That's your boo Z.
I think we all got a pretty good personalities on this show, though. That's why we all work
that's
well
pretty good.
Together.
Y'all do, because it seems like y'all, like, grew around each other for, like, ever. Y'all really do, like, in the show, as y'all seem, like, y'all seem how, like, y'all have a brotherhood, and it's kind of like, you know, that's what you see through the show. It's like y'all been hanging out with each other for, like, years.
Our producer did a dang good job casting us for, because, like, you know, I've seen web series come and go, but, I mean, at the end of the day, man, like, these three studs right here, man, they're like my homies for real. They're amazing.
Yeah, me and Tony, we really got a bond now. We went through some stuff last year that we've gone through some things before last year. Like
on the football field.
Right.
What we went through last year that really, you know, she may as well grew up in New York and I may as well have grown up in Detroit where.
Right.
We've been there in like a day.
But I dig y'all's atmosphere, and especially when Shannon be doing the narrated thing, I be like so hyped. I'm like, yeah, stuff goes on. Let me just watch. Pay attention. Class is in order. But I dig y'all. Oh, I have a question for Chance, too. And you do, for your character, you're going through the whole alcohol thing. And, you know, I look out for that because, you know, my dad was an alcoholic. And I wanted to know, you know, was it hard getting into that particular scene or
Riley can tell you that I don't know if we really got all of what happened on camera. We tried, but it kind of touched home, you know, for me, too. I have a family member who's struggling with alcoholism as well, and when I looked at the bottles, it was like instant tears. So, you know, I'm a goofball. On set, I'm a straight goofball. Like, so when the tears came, I'm just like, did y'all get that? You're telling me you didn't get that? So I had to do it like 3 times to get the tears. It came twice, but the time when they actually were filming it, I got like one little teeny, or either the tear didn't come at the time it was supposed to, and we just couldn't stop laughing. But, yeah, it was a real serious scene for me.
Okay,
the funny part was just the fact that they could not get my tears. Like, they were really there, but they couldn't get them.
I did.
And I hope your dad has recovered from his disease.
He's recovered. He's 3 years recovered. I'm proud of him.
There is hope.
Yes, there is. And for Channing, in the first season, she almost set you on fire. Would you really let a female get that close to setting you on fire?
If she would have thrown the gasoline on me, I don't know. I probably would have blacked out. like Channing said, we both go burn down in this. I would have blacked out. I don't know.
Because I was weak. I was in there like, did she really throw gasoline on you? Like, you just going to let the girl throw? I was like, I don't think she would let me get that far. Like, she would have had a problem.
Well, first off, why are you grabbing the gas can? Ain't no
Like, bitch, have you lost your mind? But I dig what y'all are doing. You know, y'all not only, you know, have funny parts, but y'all also have serious parts in the show. And, you know, you reach out and touch people, and I love the fact that y'all do that. There's not a lot of web series shows that do that. You know, it's more about, you know, oh, we're cute, watch us. But y'all have meaning behind y'all's show, and I dig it. I really do. You're, like, the number one top fave of my shows that I watch for Lesbian Lesbian. I have to get off at 4:10 to see y'all's show on Sunday. Nobody can schedule me on Sunday because I know stuff's going on.
That's a compliment right there. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Yelling at the kids and stuff. Get out. Where the charger?
My little nephew would be like, Tierra. Not right now.
Tierra ain't here.
Tierra left the building. But I just want to thank you guys because y'all touched my heart with a lot of parts in y'all shows and a lot of things that y'all are going through because I can see myself relating to a lot of it. And I just want to thank you guys.
Thank you.
Oh, for sure. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Keep spreading the love.
I will. But I'm going to let you guys go.
All right. Later,
Tier. Later.
All right, 313-829, talk to the crew.
Good evening.
Got Detroit in the house again.
I'm actually from New York. I just have a Michigan area code.
Hey.
My question for you all, and it's really for whoever wants to answer, who is the most influential individual and or mentor that you all have had or have currently in your life?
Maurice Harley.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, she's always positive, always dang on positive, and always motivating. Every time I come up on set, like, always encouraging me. You know, I don't have a lot of means in my life right now, and, you know, she's always like, you know, if you ever need me, you know, you need, like, she's always giving me encouragement, you know, and I appreciate it for that, you know, so.
Well, thank you.
Definitely.
I surround myself with positive people. I have a lot of influential people in my life. I'm drawn to people who are motivated and are motivating me. Regardless, you have to be positive. You have to be goal-oriented if you haven't already reached your goals. That's just who I want to be around. I've always gravitated towards positive. If you're negative, I don't want to be around you. I don't want you in my life. But everybody that's in my life is influential to me.
Damn.
For the most part, in some way or another.
That's beautiful.
Not as beautiful as you are, Tony.
Oh,
I wasn't ready.
Right.
I got some more questions for us.
No, that's it. I appreciate you guys answering.
Thank you.
Definitely. Thank you for calling.
Have a good evening.
You too.
All right, 217-816, talk to the crew.
That was creepy. I feel like I was in a Twilight Zone for
right.
Something was going on. Hello, caller. Are you there?
I think they hung up. Let's try them again. 513-835. Talk to the crew.
Hiya. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Where's 513?
What? Where?
It's actually in Ohio, but I'm from London.
Ooh. Okay. Got London, Ohio. That's what's up.
So did you find us in London or did you find us in Ohio?
Actually, I did find you while I was in London. So I'm from back home. But, all series back home aren't as, like, intriguing as American series.
Interesting. So what is it that you find intriguing about Stubville TV?
Well, for one, your accents are amazing. It's like so many different ones, yeah.
You like our accents?
Yeah, it's so many of them.
Yours?
I sound so boring. Mine's just rubbish, man. You don't want it.
No, we're enjoying your accent.
Right.
Like everything.
Say bloody. Bloody.
Bloody.
Bloody good. Studio TV is bloody good.
Can you say champ?
Champ.
Oh.
I'm dead, bruh. That was awesome.
Well, thank you. I don't know if my questions are getting asked because, you know, I've been off and on. But I was going to ask, like, who are your role models or, you know, your biggest inspiration, you know?
Oh,
Go ahead. This is Faris, And I guess my biggest role model, two, my grandmother, who's no longer here, and then now my mom, you know, to have strong women to endure particular things in life and come over successfully, and different things in history-wise that my grandmother had to do, and different things time-wise that my mom had to go through. So they're superheroes to me.
That's powerful.
Everything that motivates me, like motivates my core, is definitely my family. Like everything I'm doing is because of them. I mean, so it's just that simple. It's my family. So, Sean.
Where you at, Champ? I'm going to go ahead because you can't find Champ. This is Sean. I would say my role model and my inspiration in life would be my mother. I didn't have a bunch of siblings or a bunch of friends coming up. I didn't really have anyone to watch or pave the way for me. So all I really had was my mom, and, you know, she always supported me through everything I did, even if she didn't necessarily agree with it. So my biggest influence and inspiration in my life is my mother.
So, like, the queen, your biggest inspiration?
Oh, man, actually, we got to see how much. But, I just want to say, I really do love the show. It is amazing. Like I said, it's a different way, you know, it's a different walks of life. And that's one of them for me, you know, because I'm not from here, but I'm here now. So it's like I get to see so many different things. And it's a different experience, and I love it.
So, how long have you been here in the States?
I've been here on and off for about 2 years, mostly in London, but I come here sometimes, eh?
Okay.
But I'm going to let you know, you're going to be expecting me. I'm going to be at that casting call, yeah?
Yeah, come on out.
That'll be
hot. Your accent is very beautiful. Beautiful accent.
I don't need help. Don't make me blush. I hate it. But, yeah.
She said bloody hair. I love that.
We just want to hear you say blush. Blush.
Well,
thank you
all have a great night, eh?
You do too. What's your name again?
Juju. Go by Juju.
Well, thank you for calling us again.
All right, 301-503, talk to the crew.
301-503.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Where are you from? What's your name?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, hello.
Hi, guys. Where are you? Where are you calling from?
301 is Maryland.
Maryland again. All right.
Maryland is big tonight.
Yes.
Virginia, Maryland, they loving the crew, right?
What?
Hell yeah. I wanted to say hi and tell you guys I need my two dogs, Channing and Riley. Oh, my God.
Yes.
What kind of dogs are they?
They're Pomeranians.
Oh, we're Pomeranians. That's cute.
Yeah. And
the girls are boys. The girls, right?
The girls. Yes.
Okay, good, good, okay.
And I wanted to know if you guys have already been challenged for an ALS challenge, because if not, I'm challenging you guys and your whole crew an ALS challenge.
Yeah, Eric has already challenged me for the ALS Ice Challenge, and I'm going to do it. I'm procrastinating, but I promise you I'm going to do it. So you don't have to challenge me. Challenge Z and Bobby.
I'll donate first. Trust me, I'll donate first.
And I wanted to know, at the end of the finale, can y'all do like a twerk contest or something? Because that would be like so hot.
Oh my god. Oh man.
Y'all can't just keep on having me dancing by myself now. Somebody gotta dance with me.
A twerk contest. That would be like so awesome. And then like y'all could say shout out to Miracle from the DMC. Like, next to that.
I don't know how awesome that would be.
But
we can definitely probably get the producer to do that, that twerk contest.
Oh, yeah, she'll do it.
All you guys have to do it in front of the big yellow Hummer. Like, that car is, like, so big. Y'all need to do that, though.
Oh, man, we would need somebody animators doing that. That would be funny as hell.
But guys, have a good night. I have to go feed my dogs and go to bed. I have class in the morning, you know, college girl. So, allright, thanks for calling. Good night. That's cool. Alright, 240-305, talk to the crew.
Hello. Y'all there?
Alright. There you go, 973. Talk to the crew. 420.
Hi, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Where are you calling
guys
from? What's your name?
I'm from Jersey. My name is Nene.
Nene
from
Jersey.
Jersey,
what's going
yes
on, Nene?
What's good? How are you guys?
Are we doing good?
Oh my god, I'm like so nervous right now, but I'll be alright. First question I have is for Sean, aka Riley. Kind of curious, are you actually like, you know, Riley in all reality when it comes down to relationships? But that's just for the camera.
I'll say this. There is some of Sean and Riley, but Riley gets to say a lot of things that Sean don't get to say. You know, like, Riley might say, get your ass up and cook my breakfast, this ain't a game. You know, and Sean might think that shit, but I ain't gonna say that shit out loud. You know, I'm gonna keep it in my head.
Okay. Wow.
I guess we all got a little Riley in us there, huh?
Right. We all got a little Riley in us.
That's okay. Next is Channy. When you're in a relationship, do you really move quickly like you do in a reality, in a series, like proposing, the whole moving in thing? Because to me, that's like, that's a little messy.
I'm not gonna lie, like my first girlfriend, you know, I did a complete, you know, stereotypical thing. I got the U-Haul like the next week, was dating and stuff, you know, and you know, I learned from that, and I learned
that.
That
was your first relationship.
You say what?
That was your first relationship.
Yeah.
Well, that's a learning process.
It was definitely a learning curve. I learned now to definitely take my time and, you know, love can wait. If somebody love you one day, that means they'll love you a year from now. You ain't got to just jump into things with them, you know what I'm saying? You ain't even got to jump in the bed with them if you don't want to. If they love you that much, they'll wait for you. And I learned that the hard way, so, but it's still a lesson learned.
Okay, how did you guys become cast members in this awesome Liz series?
What was that question?
How did y'all become cast members in this web series? How did this happen?
Oh, it was an audition. We went out there to audition. And The rest is history.
Okay. Favorite actresses. Every last one of you guys. I want to know your favorite actresses.
This is Sean Taylor. I don't watch a lot of movies, mm-hmm. and I'm not really big on acting, but my favorite actor out right now is Stevie J. Like, he's my favorite.
Okay.
Stevie.
Right.
No, mine's, my favorite actor is Will Smith. I mean, watching him grow from, like, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air to doing, like, the serious roles and, you know, shows versatility. He's my ideal actor. That's who I like. I would like to model myself off the, you know, after. And if I can ever get a role with Will, I'm good. I'm hands down.
That's what's up. Y'all look related, though, for real, so that'll be good.
Got any more questions for us tonight?
Where's Champ? Where's she at? Is she with you guys?
She's here, but she's still at still on the clock, so she's coming in and out of the conversation.
Oh, I want to tell her no, she's so adorable.
tell her. I'm sure she can listen. She probably can't respond. But definitely go ahead and tell her everything. She got the earpiece in her ear. She can't talk at all times. But
okay, well, Cham, I think you're cute. Very adorable. I love your dress. Oh, my God. yeah. I do hair and dress alike.
Where you at again?
Hair is big for me. I'm in Jersey.
Champ, if you're ever in Jersey, you need your locks pushed.
Yes, get me.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, I do braids, everything else, so I'm just saying, you know.
Nice.
But, yeah, I love you guys, and keep up the good work. I hope to see season 3. I got on y'all seasons, like, so late, so I had to watch them all. Like, season 1, I had to watch it in one day because season 2 was already out, so... I started catching up, but I'm with y'all now.
Thank you so much for that support.
Yes, girl, you fan all day. I'm going to let y'all go.
Well, we definitely appreciate you calling in and definitely letting us know that you support us.
Yes.
It, like I said, it keeps us motivated and doing what we're doing.
Well, you're welcome. Love you guys. Be safe. Good night.
Have a good night.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
All right, 972-325. Talk to the crew.
Hello. You guys already talked to me, but I have a friend on the line who's afraid to talk to you guys, and she wanted me to ask you guys some questions. She's actually on the line, but she's too, you know, shook up to talk to y'all, so...
Hey, these questions come for a friend. Wink, wink.
No, really. Her friend. Yeah, they are, guys. What's up?
All right, we're listening.
Okay, this question is for Sean Taylor. She wants to know what's important to you in a relationship, looks or personality?
Looks or personality? I say both, but personality is gonna trump looks anything. Because if I can't stand you, I don't care how fine you are.
right, exactly. Okay, you want to ask your own question?
No.
Oh wow,
not at all.
Our other question for you, Sean, is if a fan wanted to be a platonic friend, how would they approach you in your opinion, a respectful manner?
If a fan wanted to be a platonic friend, It would just be hard just because, like, we do work outside of the show. And, like, I work several jobs. Like, I work usually from, like, 8 in the morning to, like, 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night. So, I mean, if they out in the city and I see them, you know, I'm the most approachable person. I am very cordial. I am very nice to everybody. I like to meet people. But if we're talking about, like, texting and stuff, like, I'm the worst. I'm the worst person with that.
Okay. Okay, she had a question for all of you guys as a whole. What do you guys like to do, like, just for fun, you know, outside of the action and all that stuff?
I like personal development. I like cooking. I like eating. A lot of my friends know I like to be on the beach or in the woods. That's about it.
Live in the woods, man.
Right on. In the woods.
This is Faris. Can you guys hear me?
All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got disconnected. I didn't know if you could hear me. What was her question?
What do we like to do?
Just wants to know what all you guys like to do in general outside of the acting.
I too like cooking. I like grilling, actually, hitting the grill and different types of athletics, sports and things like that. And just, you know, laughing and having fun.
Yeah, I'm the same. I'm not working. I like to hit the gym, stay active. I like a lot of football. I like to play football. I like to watch football. Anything physical, outdoors. I like all that kind of stuff. But I ain't trying to be in the woods with Z, with Tony. Me and Tony can't go to the woods. That's her thing.
Right on. And Sean Taylor, she wanted me to let you know that you are her favorite on the show. She got the Sean Taylor fever, Riley. So just wanted to, I just agreed to be the messenger. Appreciate y'all.
That's very sweet. Tell her that I said thank you very much. That is very sweet.
I can't help it. You're just so sexy, you know.
Thank you.
All right. Later.
Good night.
Good night.
All right, go 2558, talk to the crew.
What's up, y'all?
What's going on?
I'm calling from D.C. or whatever. But, I just wanted to let y'all know that all y'all is some good actors. I was really, like, hoping that Chance was on the phone, but I hear she not. That's my favorite. I ain't really had no questions. I've been just listening.
Well, thank you for calling in and giving us that positive feedback.
You're welcome. Thank y'all.
Thank
Have
you.
A good night.
Thank
y'all
you for showing love from D.C.
You're welcome.
All right, good night.
All right, 253341, talk to the crew. 253341?
Yes, this is, hello.
Hello.
Can you guys hear me?
You're
hello.
Here.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay, this is Finn. I'm the co-host. My call dropped like about an hour ago, and I'm just now getting back in.
Oh, welcome
I,
back.
Thank you. But I do got a question. Is Champ still on, or she's just listening in?
She's just listening in, really.
Okay, so I've got a question then for Faris and Sean. So, okay. And this is kind of something that I went through myself, but I want to know what you guys would, you know, what you would do personally. Like, Fariz, you're dealing with a nut burger right now. Sean, you dealt with one last season.
Right.
So,
yeah.
My ex wasn't crazy, like crazy like that. But she, when she came back from the war, they found out that she had multiple personality disorder. And because, like, sometimes she would kind of flip out, but not like that. So let's say in real life that you were dating somebody and then you find out that they had something like that going on in life, would you stay with them or would you, you know, be like, oh, this broad is crazy, you know, even though it's something that they can't help? And would you stay with them knowing that they've got these two personalities? One, my ex was a girl, but her second personality was a man.
Oh, man.
And it's crazy because I talked to both of them, and it's just like, oh, my God, this is made for TV shit.
Did the man ask what the girl was doing? Did he want to know?
They should leave each other notes. And the girl was in love with me, and the man was in love with somebody else.
Wow.
Oh, man.
So the man that was in love with somebody else, was that a girl?
Yes. It's her. It was her personality that comes out, and it's the second personality is a guy. He's the more aggressive one. Like, I guess it's kind of like a defense mechanism with her. And so she found out that she'd actually had it since she was five, but it just started surfacing when she got older.
Yeah.
So did that make her confused whether she was gay or not?
Actually, to be completely honest with you, she's actually has had a sex change now to a guy and is living a heterosexual lifestyle with his wife. I mean, I'm very supportive of it. You know, we're no longer together because I'm lesbian. I'm sorry, I don't want to be with a man. But so what would you guys do in this situation?
Well, this is Tony Field. Like mental health, mental illnesses are definitely it's predominant. A lot of people have it, and it's nothing that I would say is not a negative thing. Like, it's a disability, like any other disability. Learning their diagnosis and just being supportive with them during that diagnosis and knowing their triggers and things of that sort can definitely make any relationship work. You know, that's another form of communication and another level of love that you have to give people with any kind of disability. So learning how to communicate with them and, you know, I say, like, learning their triggers. Whether I date somebody or not, I can't say that I will or not because I've always was taught never to say never. So, I mean, like, if you love somebody, like, you love them, and it's kind of hard to stop to get out of that love, so you just take them as is and try to be the best support system you can. Now, it comes to a situation like yours where, you know, the person, you know, felt identified more with that personality that was a man, and you'd like to say you don't like men, that's just how it is. I mean, it just wasn't for you, and they found somebody was for them, you know what I'm saying? But, everybody's not for everybody, but if you love somebody, no matter how God packaged them up, you know what I'm saying, that's who they are. You just learn how to work.
I feel that. I definitely understand that. I just, we had already broken up, but I told her before she became he, I will support whatever you do. You are still one of my best friends regardless. So I don't let people talk about him. I'm like, shut it down. I don't want to hear it. That's him. But, you know, I don't know, I guess it came up because I remember, because you guys had some crazy, well, actually you did, towards the end in season one, old girl, she flipped out. What is up with you guys and your crazy? I think Shanine is the only one who didn't have a crazy woman. She had a hoe, but she didn't have no crazy woman.
One of them thoughts. Yeah.
But, yeah,
that's big, so, you know, that you're still being a support. You still, you know, showing your support by being a friend for her. That's big.
That's forever.
We need more people like you.
Aw, aren't you sweet? Thank you. But I did have one more quick question. I know you guys are about to go off, but Tony, talking to Cherie, she told me that you are actually modeling after her. in
that is correct.
You know, her life, like almost identical is what Channing is. How do you feel playing that part of somebody's real life? It's like her biography, basically, or autobiography. I mean, do you feel like it's more of a challenge because you are, you know, it's not, you're not a fake character. You are a real person that is, you know, you're seeing everything through Cherie's eyes.
Well, the thing about every character on the show, whether they created them out of thin air or, you know, they know the person personally, everybody can identify with each and every one of these characters. That's the beauty about Subbio TV. That's what makes it great. Like,
right.
There's people who's been calling up all night. They say, I am Sean Taylor. You know, I am Fareece Harley. Like, everybody can identify with every character that's being portrayed on this show. And yeah, knowing my character, like my character, it helps me to be more like empathetic, you know, like, you know, get to see like this person, you know, experience these things and yet and still they are out here doing something great. And I want that to be a lesson to anybody who's listening to the show right now. Like, you see the things that Channing went through. And
right.
This show is real. This show is happening. That person is doing something amazing. This
yes.
person is making something that a lot of people can identify with. And that is big. So let you know that you don't let no one small thing ruin your big blessing. So just stick with it. Stick with life and just see what God got in store for you.
I feel that. I definitely understand that. I just, you know, didn't know if it would be more of a challenge because, you know, she's behind the scenes. She's the creator. You know what I mean? So it's like, whoa, you know, what if I screw up here?
I think the challenging part about that is, you know, when you're filming and you look over to your left and your right and she's over there dancing, you know, you're trying to be serious. You know, that's kind of challenging.
That is too funny. But, oh, I'm sorry, one more real quick thing. Fareece, you are now wanting to preach.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean.
You know, you're wanting to preach on the show now. Now you've dealt with fornication and adultery in one, you know, in one show. How do you
okay.
feel about that in real life?
Well, like anything in life, you are your experiences and your environment. And if I were to experience those things, I would be able to teach others a different type of path. And that's because of the experience I have. I may have more insight to say why or why not. And it also, to me, in that particular position, instead of looking at it in a bad way, I think it would make me more regular with the common everybody because it connects
right.
to everybody. Like, you are a regular person, and you disciplined yourself to walk in the life of God. Even though you had all the temptations of everything else, once you changed over and you stay solid with that, I think more people have respect for that than someone who's never lived that particular life and going to tell you what to do.
Right, exactly. Well, I like that answer. Thank you.
Thank you.
And you guys are all doing a great job. I didn't really get to talk to Sean a whole lot, but Sean, I do love your character and I love your friendship between you and Mook. I'm the one that you talked to earlier today on Facebook when I said I told Mook I would be nice.
Oh, okay.
I said I was going to be good, so I'm being good tonight. So.
Thanks.
It was nice talking to all of you guys, and I don't know, Casey, you guys got more calls coming in? Did Casey just disappear on us?
No, I was just letting you finish, baby.
Oh, I'm done. I just wanted to thank all them and let them know I'm patiently waiting for the finale. I just can't wait.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
You're
Thanks
welcome.
For watching.
Thank you, guys. Oh, from day one, you best believe.
All right. It's that time of the night. We have to wrap it up. First of all, I would like to say thank you, Studio TV, the crew, for coming on. She's on radio. It has been awesome. I definitely want you all to tell everybody that is listening right now
and to those that will probably listen tomorrow and days after. How can one book you all for the event?
Hook us up in an event?
Yeah.
Well, everybody's different, but for the most part, you can get in touch with Cherie on Studville TV's page, or hit us directly, and hit us directly. We would just like for them to be true. We get a lot of invites and a lot of, and it's very flattering, very nice, and we appreciate it. But 90% of them aren't. I don't think they're serious. They say that, and then they don't do anything.
Right.
And it's not that difficult. No one's trying to charge $1 million. You know, it's just, if you're going to do that, take it seriously because we do.
This is Tony Fields. This is Tony Fields. You can book me through Pi Management. You go to mpengraph@yahoo.com. You can email her. Or you can go on Facebook under Neo Soul. That's N-I-O-S-O-L. Neo Soul on Facebook. There's also a, you can also go to my website. I haven't made it public, but it's tonyfields.com. And I have information on there how you can follow me more and book me for your show. And while I'm still talking, and you can also go on my Instagram. It's Tony_Fields on Instagram. You got my booking information on there as well.
All right.
Follow me on IG. I personally prefer to be contacted directly for booking. I'm Sean
Who
Taylor.
Is that?
Sean Taylor.
And what is your information on there?
I'm Sean Taylor on Facebook.
Oh, never mind. I'm on your page. I just talked to you today.
Folks.
Put it out there anyway, Sean Taylor, for everybody else who's listening.
Right.
Yeah, I'm Sean Taylor on Facebook, and you can hit ccabral@gmail.com. That's how I coordinate everything through my email. ccbral88@gmail.
And this is Champ. You can hit me up on, you can follow me first on Instagram, Champ_StudvilleTV. And for booking, you can either go through Cherie. She really doesn't, you know, want to deal with that end of it, so we are capable of handling our own booking. As Sean Taylor just said, you can hit me up on Instagram, Champ_StudvilleTV, and we can go from there. I just got off work, by the way, guys.
Welcome.
No, that's
yeah,
right.
I never hung up.
Champ, real quick. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you guys off. I've been wanting to talk to you. One of my friends, she couldn't call in tonight. She works. She plays professional football, and she's got a child. Could you please give a shout-out to my friend Keisa in Tacoma, Washington?
Keisa, what position does she play?
I think, oh, gosh, I don't even know. I don't know.
Oh,
her
wow.
I just seen her play. We've got three professional women's teams here in Washington.
Does she hit or get hit?
He hit.
Okay. Shout-out to Dark Side, Keisa.
Dark
what's
side?
Up, this champ?
Dark
you doing
side.
What you doing?
Dark side?
Dark side, that's defense. As long as you land it on them, you good.
I want to be on the other side of the ball.
Get hit.
I know she would appreciate that because that's all she talks about. Oh, I'm in love with Champ. Champ can get it. I'm like, oh,
she can't hit me. Tell her she can't hit me, though.
Okay, I'll tell her.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Well, thank y'all so much for coming on the She's On Radio, man. Gotta go, everybody. And everybody, thank you all for listening. We're definitely about to hang up on us, and we do not want that.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Good night. Be safe, crew. See y'all.
All right, good night. Later.
Hey, check us out for Pride this weekend if you're in Atlanta. Check all of us out at Pride this weekend if you're in Atlanta. You can go to AtlantaPride.com for details, Queendom Atlanta. I don't know if anybody's doing any track girls, but check us out if you're in Atlanta this weekend for Pride. We will definitely be in all the buildings.
Lucky y'all.
I know, right?
Don't forget.
I'm in Tacoma, Washington. I'm mad.
Girl, man. It's definitely going to be a hot weekend.
I'm so glad.
Stop teasing.
Cookie TV. I need y'all to get up on it. This girl, that girl's coming out.
Oh, Johnny, did you put on there the I just saw the commercial today that it's like $5.99 or something for like the whole
thing? Yes, it's a special. It's 70% off right now for the whole season. They drop in all 10 episodes on November 7th. This girl, that girl, could be bananas, yo. Like, if y'all seen any of her projects, y'all know she's a great writer. So this girl, that girl, go ahead and get that 70% off while y'all can.
Oh, I'm going to get it.
Yeah, I won't be seeing Channing on this one, so just brace yourselves for it.
Uh-oh. KC.
What's up, baby? I love everybody to talk now.
How do you go on your website so when people want to just listen into the to your interviews? Like, if they, you know, do you record these, right?
www.sheszoneent.com.
Okay, so I will let them. I'm going to start posting these guys up on theirshezone.com, and I'll make sure that I put you guys' information all on both of my pages. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you
for having us.
Thank
you.
All right, y'all
have a nice night. You have a good night. Thank you for having us.
I got 3 hours.
You're welcome. We're going to definitely need a part two of this. Definitely.
All right. Sweet dreams, everyone.
You too.
All right, y'all have a good one.
All right, good night. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome, man. All right, ladies, you heard it. Studville TV was in the building. The crew, we will definitely have the ladies of the crew on tomorrow night. Do not miss it. If you are new tuning in, we're here every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of each week. Monday, we will definitely be having a big surprise. It is definitely our 5th year anniversary of doing She's On Radio. And Dice from La La Sport Court Press will definitely be in the building celebrating our 5th year anniversary on Monday, September the 1st. September the 2nd, we'll have another big deal. Studology 101 will be in the building. I'm acting like the building. This is the cost, though. No, don't judge me. Definitely will be in the building. Tuesday, be on a guest host. And Wednesday, we will be having Tiki Famous, one of the hottest DMCs out there. Definitely, She Pride 2015 is in effect August 7th and 8th of 2015. If you missed this year, don't worry about it. Next year is going to be the bomb. If you want to see pictures, definitely go to www.sheszoneent.com. There's a lot of pictures up there from She Pride 2014. All right, ladies, I love you all so much. You can follow me at KC, KAYCE, She's On. Facebook at KC Team She's On the Way It Spells on Twitter, Instagram. I love you all so much. Again, thank you, Studville TV, the crew, for coming on and sharing everything with us. I love you all so much. Y'all have a good night. I'm going to leave y'all definitely with I'm In Love by Lil Sleepy.
Night. I love y'all. So, and smile for the ladies of Stubbs.